call to order at 3:32. Roll call, please.
DJ Becker.
Here.
Daniel Gomez.
Here.
Tim Roche. Cynthia Ortegon.
Here.
Muhammad Latif.
Present.
Dennis Smith.
Here.
Diana Robbins.
We have a quorum. Public comment? Seeing none, I'll close public comment. Do we have any guests? We have Lieutenant Esteves from the Madera Police Department. Welcome. Okay, we'll proceed to the next item on the business matter, the approval of the minutes. And that was from January. Everyone have a chance to review the minutes?
Yes.
I make a motion to approve.
Changes?
Second.
Is there a second?
Yes.
Okay. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes unanimously. So we'll move on. And I'll get on the right minutes here. We have outreach to service clubs. That would be me. I had the opportunity to go to the Downtown Business Association meeting, and it was a wide-ranging discussion on a bunch of different topics, but I was able to effort the placard. So I passed out a number of the placards. I think it was well-received, and a number of people offered to put it prominently in their window and promote that. What other outreach to service clubs were we talking about, Wendy?
You had indicated the last meeting that this
is sort of thing you wanted to focus on this year, so we put it on the agenda. Okay. So I'm thinking Rotary. What else? What other service clubs? Dennis?
I would say that Rotary is probably the most active, most members. Communities lost a couple of service clubs that used to be really big, but Rotary, there's two Rotary clubs that are pretty big and very active and very visible in the community if you can get them involved in something.
Okay. I think if we could maybe get on their agenda to speak about the ADA committee, the advisory council, and see, just let people know that we're here and that we'd like to participate and hello.
Hi.
Come in. Sorry, I'm late. You're here.
Yeah.
So if I can talk to the Madera Rotary Club, and I know people at the Sunrise Rotary Club, but I know people at the, I'm in the Madera Rotary Club. I could set up a future time where you can come and talk to them. I don't know, is that within our realm of, is that doable for us, Wendy? For us to go and speak?
You're not asked, I mean, at this point, you're just promoting the fact that the advisory council exists here. Mm-hmm.
Education only. And then I think we were just talking or visualizing outreach in general.
You can take the posters regarding disabled parking, mm-hmm, as well, and things like that.
Enforcement.
Okay.
What other outreach can we do to let the residents know that we're here?
I mean, I could also reach out to Madera Breakfast Lines and Evening Lines.
Perfect. Is that a volunteer?
Yeah, that's those service clubs.
Perfect. Okay. Anybody else? Cynthia? Who else can we outreach to? Anybody else?
I would think about the college or the high school. College has a obviously a disabled group, working students group. That might be some source there that I could look into as far as getting them to have us come in and give them a little talk.
College groups, good. Okay. Mr. Lateef?
Not yet.
Any ideas?
Social media, we talked about a Facebook page before. Do we have a Facebook page other than the one that Jack Porter?
We still have Jack's.
That's...
It comes down to, social media is about consistent posting, constant posting. So we've historically used the HRs since you're sort of tagged on with us when we had things to promote. A lot of times it's actually more effective and the police department promotes it for us.
The police department has a very effective Facebook page.
They probably have way more followers than we would ever get if we tried our own page.
Okay.
So I would say using the established channels that we have is probably the most effective.
Would we be able to use the police department? I mean, Chief gives us a shout all the time. You know, I mean, he's good at promoting.
What we're promoting. It needs to somehow be related.
Animal shelter and, you know, I'm sure we could get the... I think he did put the DMV poster on...
They did, yes.
On the webpage, yeah. Or on the Facebook page. Okay. So I think that covers it. Rotary, we got volunteers for Rotary and Lions Club. That's a good start. Any other comments? Nope. Okay, ideas? Diana?
No.
Nothing? Okay. Then we have Lieutenant Esteves for the update on the parking enforcement, ADA.
Good afternoon.
Welcome.
I believe I came and spoke to this body in 2018 to talk about the efforts, and at that time, obviously, with our staffing levels and the amount of cases and stuff we were dealing with, obviously, we weren't able to dedicate a lot of time to enforcement of handicap parking. Our staffing levels have improved, and finances for overtime and stuff like that have improved as well. So last year we were able to do four separate directed enforcement towards handicap parking. So what that means is basically we send personnel out and tell them to ignore everything else within reason. Ignore everything else and focus on just this one thing and going around the different parking lots. And so last year they wrote 98 parking sites for parking in handicap. And we did four separate enforcement. So we're trying to do one a quarter.
That's great.
That was for the whole year.
Yeah.
That's really good.
Yeah, I was out on one of those with Sergeant G.
Yeah, so and there was talk about the Facebook page as well. We try to make an effort to give it the appearance on social media that we're more active with that than we can be. So we would post when we're going out to do one of these, and then the days following we would post, you know, maybe some pictures of us giving a citation, and and so it looks like on multiple days PDs out there are doing this and kind of, you know, helping.
Since the motor unit is fully operational, in the idea of, in the theme of just increasing visibility, if they could just swing through the major lots and just, you know, be surprised, well, you know, the appearance of a police car corrects a lot of behaviors immediately, and just the drive-through. I mean, it's a visibility thing where people are like, well, why not? There's nobody watching the thing. Rather, I mean, targeted is good, but just, is it because it's private property that they don't routinely patrol?
No, they're just focused more on the so motor units, their whole goal is to bring down the average mile death rate, you know, is kind of the, and try to limit the number of collisions. So we look at collisions and intersections and areas, and so they're focused on going out there and writing those type of moving citations that will hopefully prevent injury. So that's kind of their main focus when they...
Can I make a suggestion?
Yeah.
Start with that blue Camaro.
All right.
Jeez, that guy's bad. The one with the muffler that just kind of, brand new blue Camaro.
I think I've heard about it, yeah.
But I digress.
Is it, I think Lieutenant Foss told us that whereas a typical traffic citation, most of the money goes to the state, but an ADA parking ticket, the city
comes right back.
Gets all of it?
Not all of it, but a more sizable quantity on parking citations and tend to come back to the city. And it depends on how they write them. If the vehicle is, if they write it directly to the person on a on our normal citation, then it still goes through the state process. But if they write a parking site where there's no, the driver's not around, they never make contact with them, and they're just leaving it on the windshield, then more of that revenue does come back to the city.
Do you have any suggestions or ideas on how we could increase the visibility of enforcement? Is there anything we can do?
Other than social media, just I think, I've always liked the idea of social media. And
it does help. I mean, there's a decrease in, or there's an increase in availability of spaces.
Yeah, I know it sounds bad, but even the perception that we're doing more than we can is good.
All righty. So, anything else? That's pretty much it. Any other questions?
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lieutenant.
Thank you.
Brings us to item 4. It's going to be a short meeting. Advisory Council reports, announcements, and requests for future agenda items.
Hi, Wendy. You know this 10-year plan that we had? I know it's coming up. It's been 10 years now, and it has to be updated.
The action?
Self-evaluation transition plan. Are we going to see the results of the progress that we've made in those 10 years? Is there going to be a report on that, or is it just going to be updated?
So as things have been accomplished, like for instance, when Matt Bullis was the public works director and they went and did all the curb cuts, they've come and reported those to you. Or as Parks has accomplished different projects through CDBG funding, Marianne had come and presented those to you. So there isn't like a grand finale that's going to go back and re-summarize those.
Okay. Is anybody checking off the projects as it completed? Because I think that's what Cynthia is wanting.
I know that's what you're looking for. No. Short answer is no. So, for example, facilities went through when it was first published, and anything they could touch in City Hall that was marked, you know, they took care of it, that type of thing. It was the bigger capital projects that were pending.
Right.
So the goal is to find the appropriate funding source, and we've talked about this before, to do a new look. That would be a fresh set of eyes. So if anything's changed at City Hall, they would address it or
pick it up on that.
And pick it up in the new report. And hopefully with today's technology, we would have a better way to track it.
Right, right. Exactly, because that's something that I think visually people would like to see, that something's happening, you know, that we're accomplishing a lot and maybe forgetting about this part or whatever. But as the
I can't remember the, you know, whether the railroad tracks were done and, you know, everything's been so.
No, the railroad tracks aren't, because that's not city. The sidewalks, public right-of-way was part of the survey, but since we did our initial ADA self-evaluation transition plan, the law has changed with regard to parking. And so a new one will likely have to have a transition plan for addressing appropriate accessible parking like in the downtown area. Now, how does that play into the fact that the state owns 145? I don't know. But that isn't in our existing because it wasn't a requirement at that time. So there's new pieces, too, that we need to integrate. But either at one time, Keith had an idea on funding that wasn't CDBG, and I'm
Oh, okay.
And I have talked about that, and if that source doesn't exist, then it would, I'd apply to CDBG again.
When is this plan going to take place? Are you, sometime this year, obviously. It was June, was it June or July? When was the...
I can't remember the date off the top of my head, because it took like 2 years just to do it.
Yeah.
And the transition plan itself isn't fully up, because there was one transition plan for things like fixing the height of paper towel dispensers, and all that was done right away. And then there was a separate timeline for capital projects.
Yeah.
When you say capital projects, you mean curb cuts, ramps, what else?
Or parks. Some of the stuff, like the parking lots at city facilities, or there was some stuff in parks that were required major renovation. It wasn't like change out one little thing type situations. I just don't remember what those are off the top of my head, but I know it's not yet. Every year for Caltrans, we have to fill in the dates on this form and submit it, and engineering submits it, and I know we haven't hit that date yet, because I write it down every year, and I know we're not there yet. I just can't remember off the top of my head what it is.
Okay.
So my goal is either solidify with Keith if there's some other funding source, or apply this year in the CDBG cycle for funding.
And it doesn't sound like it would be as expensive as the initial one, because all the initial work had been completed with a lot of the capital projects. But
it likely would be the same.
Yeah, you think?
Because they would want to go through and verify that, yes, it was changed, or just do a complete walk into the bathroom and check it out. If this is the ADA restroom, give everything a fresh set of eyes.
Yeah, so, okay. So you're expecting that?
I would anticipate it would be the same as the last time.
Okay.
If not more, since it's roughly 10 years later.
Yeah. Okay. Thank
That's
you.
It's an expensive. Where does that come out of? What budget? City budget, general fund?
Well, hopefully not. That's why we would apply for CDBG. That's how we paid for it last time.
Last time.
Was it applied as the second category.
Services.
And then, like
chunk.
I said, Keith at one point said to me, oh, we might be able to use these funds, and I just don't know what they are. He has a lot of funding sources that I don't, they're not general fund necessarily.
And there's no penalty for it being late, or there's no requirement for it being done every 10 years. I mean, it's just kind of a
guideline.
We
just have to have one and show that we're making progress.
Progress.
Which we did make a lot of what was identified in that first plan. Yeah.
It's just when we sit down and try to figure out what to strategize on, you know, there has been a lot of progress. We just can't pull it all together. We just don't know whether.
Yeah, I mean, last time the list of items was about that long, but you were talking paper towel dispensers and a whole bunch of little things in with the big. So I anticipate, unless the person is very verbose, that the next report would be a little bit thinner, and it would have addressed a lot of the public right-of-way issues that Matt took care of when he was public works director when he went through and did all the curb cuts.
Right. Yeah.
Is that document something we can review in this council?
What do you mean?
Can we sit here and look through it and ask you?
The existing one? It's posted on your website.
Okay, but I mean, is it something we can discuss in a meeting and you have some knowledge of it, or if we could get a staff report on progress? I mean, is that possible?
Okay, so what you're asking for, though, and a staff reports on progress have come. That's why I'm trying to figure out, what are you asking me to put in the staff report?
Are those staff reports available to us so we can see what's been done?
It would be in old minutes the ADA Advisory Council. And I know there's newer members who weren't there for those presentations, but it's the type of thing, you know, time marches on and projects got done and they were reported on and everybody moved forward.
Yeah. I think that's the question, is what's been done, what should we focus forward on? So maybe that would answer some of your questions, Cynthia. I mean, we might not need a new evaluation if we had a list of things that have been taken off the list.
No, we need a new one, because like I said, the laws have changed. So
you don't have a list of what's already been accomplished.
Right.
Because 10 years ago when we started this, I mean, there was a long list and there were a lot of things that needed to be done, and a lot of it's been done. Mm-hmm. Curb cuts are everywhere. I mean, there's been good progress.
So you would think that they would have a list of all that's been accomplished and what has not been accomplished.
The different parts, like, so for instance, the pieces that apply to parks were given to parks and said, you need to figure out ways to take care of these things. General facilities like City Hall were given to the Facilities Division. So when that happened, there was no consolidated place where everything got checked off. That's why I said I hope that in this day and age we could have a better way of tracking.
Spreadsheet.
Yes.
Just a spreadsheet and a check. But yeah, it's multi departments. So good letters on the responses here. Do we need to agendize these for future discussion, assuming we can make some progress, especially the post office?
I think we send that, and it's going to go to everyone again, you know, not just who it's addressed to, but copied to all the other representatives. And I'm hoping it rattles a cage or two.
And we send it to the postmaster again? I don't see him copied on here.
We didn't send it to the postmaster because he is completely unresponsive, and he actually has, I think what we figured out, is no authority to do anything. He's got to get it approved in D.C.
Okay. We don't have a district or a California district of postal services?
If you can find somebody you want me to send it to, by all means, but they're corporate level is who responded to the last letter. That's, but when they responded, they only provided a name, no address, no phone number.
And they're the post office.
Yeah, no way to contact them back.
Isn't that something?
Feinstein's office?
Congressman Costa don't know.
The Congress people?
Apparently.
They initially responded and said they'd look into it. And then at that point is when the post office generated a letter from someone at a high level that we don't have any contact information for. And then we never heard back again. We responded to that and said, no, we disagree. And we never heard back again.
Okay.
So we're doing the nice approach now. It basically says, you know, we're assuming you must not have received our first letter because we didn't hear back from you.
You would think the post office in general would have something to...
Well, their response is they are not subject to ADA, and they, because of when our post office was built, it is not subject to the Architectural Barriers Act. So as far as they're concerned, they are providing service in a perfectly acceptable building.
Probably back then it wasn't, but nowadays it's so different.
Well, see, that's why we got to go back to the post office, have a big rally, and take a picture, do all that, and that's what you're doing, so good.
Well, we're letting them know the nicest way we can. The next is, we did the petition thing in 2005, remember?
Next time we fall down the stairs at the post office and sue?
Okay.
I wouldn't address that.
Okay. All right, anybody else have any council reports? Activity, Mr. Lateef?
Yes, I attended a public workshop about downtown and D Street Senior. It was good, and I wrote my comments on it. And the second, I attended interfaith events in the fairground. I hand over the flyer about DMV, the fine, save to space. So many people.
Was it well received? Yeah. Good. How'd you do with the flyers, Manny?
Did okay around my area. I was also at the workshop for the State Route 145 project meeting. It's not much new information that we hadn't heard here or the meeting before. So, I mean, I'm all for the whole idea of having bulb outs and high visibility paint and refuge areas in the middle of the street to kind of cut down how much people are in the middle of the road. So if they at least adopt that instead of all of the other fancy kind of things that are kind of more maybe not meant for the area, I'd be very happy with that.
Out of reach, yeah.
Well. Yeah.
Wendy nailed it when she said we got 1, 2, and 3 bullet points, promoting pedestrian safety and access to all public streets, promote ADA compliance in public buildings, facilities and services, programs, activities, and work with various city departments to ensure that all public buildings and facilities remodeled and newly constructed. So, and then the others that are free of trip hazards and compliant crossing guards and just the basics. So hopefully that'll settle in and be absorbed and focused on, so.
Well, I went to it, and I went to that meeting, and I liked, I didn't stay long, but the plan of having the crosswalk actually not be, you don't enter at the curb cut. They kind of moved it all over a little bit so that it's going this, you're going this, the direction you need to go instead of having to go kind of diagonally and then kind of get back on in the crosswalk. Mm-hmm. I liked how they had that kind of a bubble, those
bulb out, they call those
bulb out things that they did. Yeah. I thought that was, it was good because it really got you going where you needed to and you weren't even close to getting in the street, which mm-hmm. unlike now it is. Yeah. So that impressed me that is possible to do.
Except we don't have a lot of room for those, and it takes up parking spaces, and we just redid all the ramps down there.
Yeah, it's definitely a challenge. I would, you know, maybe not in our lifetime, it might look something nice like this, but they do say Madera is the biggest growing city in California, or in the nation, I should, in the Western nation, so.
Madera County?
No,
the
city of Madera, yeah, so I think we, maybe the county. But we've got some potential that we're going to be looking at in the future that we're going to have growth, and people are going to want this stuff to move here. They're going to want all this pretty Palo Alto stuff.
Absolutely.
I would
hold that thought right up there with benches and shade.
I got to let everybody know tomorrow at 3:30, the census kickoff at Courtyard Park over there. So they're going to have a big rally. And if you look around, you see the sign mm-hmm. that's already been put across the street. So they're having a big rally tomorrow, the 2020 census.
Okay. And you'll be representing us?
Hopefully census? I'll be there tomorrow at 3:30. It's kind of hard because I got my demands that I take care of. So it's might be hard. I'm going to try my best to be there at 3:30, though. But I'll be attending the meeting tomorrow. So if I'm not at that, I'll be at the meeting tomorrow at 10 o'clock anyway.
Well,
so.
Thank you for representing the ADA Council.
Oh, yeah.
Keep our points in view. And
oh yes.
Dennis, you have anything?
Just what we were talking about earlier, that
transportation that I was abandoned for 3 hours
in the dark.
That I was left. I was
after the TAB meeting.
Do you know this? I went to a TAB meeting here. From 5 to 6:30. I can't remember what month. It was 3 months ago. And Linda Clark and I are on that TAB advisory. Well, everybody left, and we were outside. I was outside waiting for the bus to come pick me up. I was on my scooter. And 3 hours later, nobody came. So I was on the phone to dispatch. I was on the phone to dial. I called them all the time. Where are they? We're on our way. The driver's on their way. You know, over and over and over again. Finally, it was getting so cold that Linda and I knocked on the door here, City Hall, and luckily Cece and City Administrator and another City Council member were having a meeting. And
they took pity on you and let you in.
They took pity, let us in, you know, keep us warm. And the City Administrator called Dial-A-Ride over and over again. To see what's going on, because we're supposed to have a ride. It was the Transportation Advisory Board meeting people, and they didn't even pick up me. You know,
you
it was
make that up. You know,
and Linda
and you filed a complaint, correct?
I did, and Linda with
MV or with the grant staff.
With the grant staff, yeah.
Okay.
And I wanted that to go on to the MV's record, because that was unacceptable. I never got an apology from anyone at MV. Never heard anything from anybody.
What time did you get home?
I got home. Oh, I can't remember.
It was late.
It was late. I can't remember.
So did you get follow up from city staff, or from no one afterward?
No one. Well, Michelle did say she was sorry. The driver said he was sorry. The city administrator. I sent that text out. I don't know if you got it to Yvette and him, and he got back to me. But it was just, I was really upset. I felt like they just didn't really give a darn. They didn't put an important, one thing, they didn't put an importance to the fact that we are on the Transportation Advisory Board.
So does TAB review complaints at their meetings?
Yes. And last TAB meeting, which happened recently, I didn't have a chance to bring that up, but I'm going to again. We had a bus, one of the new buses came, and we were looking at the new buses. I didn't have a chance to voice that. No one even brought it up. No one even mentioned it.
Well, I'm saying when complaints are submitted, are they put on the TAB agenda for discussion by the group?
No.
Is that part of your, like, duties? You know? Sort of like how we have our bylaws? I'm just trying to...
Yeah.
You might want to request that it be an agendized item.
Okay, I will. Because, yeah, I want to get it on the record, and I want them to know that.
Well, maybe we need a presentation from MV.
I find just find it unacceptable that anyone, whether it's her and she happens to know
who to call and
who to call and everything else, but there could be someone that doesn't have any idea who to call. And
just sitting at a shopping center waiting.
Right. Are paying for a system that lets someone sit
in the dark, in the cold,
for over 3 hours.
And then her battery was failing, so she couldn't even get home if she was going to even attempt it, which
she couldn't. Yeah.
So maybe we can get someone from MV here to stress how important this is.
I mean, if we've spent taxpayer dollars on a vehicle that would accommodate that, it's ridiculous for them to put
I can find out if there's someone appropriate.
Maybe the manager. Dial-a-ride supervisor?
I guess what I'm thinking is I've got to find the person with the right authority. So let me check in with Yvette.
Because if it's happening...
Because if it's someone who can't effect change,
then
they're going to come and they will empathize with you and they will tell you they're sorry too. But if they can't effect change, then we haven't accomplished anything.
Well, I guess I'd like to see how many numbers and, you know, how many riders they're servicing, how many disabled folks they're servicing. And what we're getting for that money.
And what kind of complaints they've had.
Yeah.
But, yeah, because they did say they only have one night. Other drivers said they only have one night driver. And that was the problem, too, because I was scheduled and everything, but they just got off schedule, and he had other places to go. I wasn't a priority. I wasn't.
So that means they need another driver at that night, too.
Yeah, and maybe.
Well, but see, if that's the issue, it's not really within our scope of authority to do anything. It's TAB. Let me follow up with Yvette.
Okay.
Could we get the number of rides that they're providing? I guess I'd be interested in that.
I'm sure they tracked riders. I don't know if they track, because not everybody's disability is
so visible. Everybody can take Dial-A-Ride. But isn't it a priority service for disability riders?
I don't know enough about
supposed
it.
To be,
well, I think it's supposed seniors, to be.
Seniors and disabled.
Seniors and disabled.
They have
If, you know, teenagers are using it to get to the movie theater, you know, they need to be a lower priority than.
Yeah, but seniors are supposed to be number one priority out there.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
A person with a disability is.
I'm a senior, right?
Maybe we need to clarify that with.
Yeah, well, you are. You have that wheelchair, so that means you're a priority.
Yeah. Well, I'd appreciate it if you look into it and find out.
Yeah, because that's kind of what we're paying for, not rides to, non-essential type stuff. So, and Wendy, when I was at the business council meeting, I noticed that they had an item on their agendas that was other at the end, and it was kind of a catch-all item.
They are not subject to the Brown Act. They could put whatever they want on
there. Okay, so they were making it up then.
It's like Rotary having an agenda. They're not subject to anything.
Okay. Well, that explains that, because they forgot a couple things on their agenda, and they stuck it in.
Stuck it right in there, right? Yeah.
I was just asking. Just
that public meeting law, it always gets in the way.
Jealous. So, okay, so we can reach out to the bus people.
I'll tell Yvette what you're looking for, and ask her, one, who the most appropriate person is, and two, what's appropriate here, what's appropriate at the TAB meeting, and confirm with her that there needs to be more follow-up.
Okay. And then I've noticed a couple non-compliant parking sites around town. Could you refresh my memory on if it's on private property and it doesn't have both the pavement logo and the sign, it's not citable?
I believe so.
Okay, because Lieutenant Esteves did not know.
I think, well, it has to be properly signed in order for someone to be held accountable for violating it.
Okay, so the one on Howard Road with the sign on the wall and the blue pavement logo would be citable. Does it have, can we tighten up those regs? Do we know?
PD would be the ones that would know, but maybe Esteves didn't know off the top of his head because he's not exactly out doing traffic enforcement these days. Okay. But I can ask for clarification.
I have a copy of the regulations.
Do you? Are they up to date?
From my CASP report.
Wendy says they've changed.
Sign height, the sign has to be a specific height. The dimensions of the landing pad, the dimensions, the color of the stripe. All that stuff.
And if it's not striped, it's not citable?
If it's not compliant, if it's not proper, then a citation will not hold up.
Yeah, you can fight it, yeah. So you're calling that striped area, is that the landing pad? So.
Well, I'm sorry, that's what I call it, yeah.
Is that what you call it?
Call it.
Good thing.
Alrighty. Anything else? Anybody else? Wendy, we got anything else cooking on the radar? I think we've covered most everything. I want to revisit some of
the. You had asked, pending is going to be the Walmart bus stop.
Right, that was
told it. You there was going to be an internal meeting about that, where it's my understanding that is being flagged as a priority to make some movement. So I want to, I don't want to bring Yvette back to tell you I'm going to do that next month. I'd like it to be when she has something to report. So I have it in my tickler to get that on the agenda at the right time.
That's good.
As long as you got it. All righty. Mm-hmm. Anybody, anything else? So, all right. It looks like meeting adjourned at 4:09. My phone says 4:09. Thank you. Else I can't remember, but I didn't write it down. Do you need some, Dennis, you need some of these?